Success in the New Retirement with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton.
This is the Success in the New Retirement podcast with Damon Roberts and Matt Deaton. It's all powered by Acute Wealth Advisors, 480-680-6868. Now, let's get to the show. When we do schedule that initial consultation, what can we expect? What can we look forward to?
Fantastic time, you know?
The best hour of your life.
Some education, right? When you come in, what we're looking to understand is your situation. What assets, what resources do you have? What do you want to experience in retirement? When do you want that to happen? What are your goals and aspirations? And then we're going to ask you to look at your statements and your Social Security benefits and pension. And we're going to look at your taxes, and we're going to put all of that together into a couple of reports, and come back and sit down and help you understand the good and the bad of where you sit. So we can look at it and we can say, okay, here is unbiased data on how you are currently invested. And does it match your current, the stage of life? Is it going to get you and propel you through retirement on this path? How much are you paying in fees? There's always going to be fees, but if we could save 0.5%, if we could save 1%, that may provide income for an additional 10 years of retirement. We can help identify, well, you know, you realize right here and here, if we see the market, or when we see the market turn down, here's where you're going to experience big losses that will be really hard to come back from at this stage of your life, because you no longer have another 10 years like you did to recover from 2008, right? Or here's where, if we can adjust these few things, we're going to be taking smart risk. Smart risk for the stage of life, this preservation stage of life, that's going to help produce and continue to protect principal while still providing income that is sustainable throughout time. And investing for those types of things is very different from investing for just growth to get you to retirement. And so those are the types of things that we're going to look at, and we're going to help you do that in an educational way, so that at that point you're able to look at it and say, okay, here's where I sit, right? And I understand it, and here's where I want to go, and here are the things that are getting in the way of that. And then we help then start looking at solutions. How do we bridge that gap? Right now, if you retired, you're missing, you know, past Social Security, you need $30,000 a year to sustain your lifestyle. Where are we going to take that from? In what way? And what are the tax implications on that? Is it sustainable? How much inflation should we build into this plan so that you always have enough money? And is Social Security going to cover inflation? And the answer is no, right? It's not. And so how do we add additional dollars down the road to this plan? And so it's a comfortable experience. We're never going to make anyone feel bad about what they're doing, but help them understand where they're at, so that then with that knowledge, they have the power to make different choices. And we're able to help them see why they might want to make these different choices and how it all works, how it's possible, so that they can leave with a lot of stress off their back, right? And people leave and they're excited now about retirement. They're no longer fearing, you know, getting there or wondering if they've done the right things. They know right where they're at and where they need to go. And that's a good feeling.
Great feeling. 480-680-6868 to schedule that initial consultation. No cost, no obligation. You will sit down with Damon Roberts. You will sit down with Matt Deaton. That's who you will meet with, not some advisor that you never heard of that lives in the other part of the state that only comes in every other Thursday. Nope. Damon and Matt, those are the two gentlemen that you will begin these conversations and begin customizing a plan with. 480-680-6868 or successinthenewretirement.com. You mentioned fears right there and helping eliminate some fears. Well, there's a new one that popped up for retirees. There was a nationwide survey that found that 70% of adults are now worried that there's going to be another pandemic in their lifetime, causing more emphasis on adults, putting that on self and mental health care. So, Matt Deaton, how do you help people? How do you help the families that you serve control these costs, these health care costs, for something that's pretty much out of our control?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, what you need to do is realize that there's things that are in your control, things that are out of your control. So one thing I would say is that the Medicare program that seniors and retirees have is a really good healthcare program. For most people, they end up spending a whole lot less money on Medicare than they currently are paying in their current healthcare plan. So again, for most people, we tell them you're going to probably spend between $300 and $400 a month per person to have Medicare. But that's going to give you the best coverage. It's going to give you the flexibility to go to any doctor that accepts Medicare. You can go to the Mayo Clinic. You can go to those if you have the proper supplement. And that's going to be between $300 and $400 per month to accomplish that. So that needs to be part of your budget. And then again, that coverage should handle all of the what ifs, the hospital stays, the potential, you know, next pandemic, what could happen with that, all those type of things. You now have the proper insurance to provide that coverage. But at the end of the day, what you have done is you've mapped that out inside of your budget. And so if you know that you need to allocate, you know, $600 to $800 a month for medical, well, then you then have to say, okay, that's part of the budget. We have that covered. Okay, now we can spend this other part of our funds. But then do we need to also have an outlook for long-term care issues? Do we have to have a plan for, okay, what if one of us has Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or something like that, and we have to go into some sort of facility? That's another a difficult thing to kind of plan for and to think about. Again, none of us want to think that that could happen to us, but reality is it will happen to some. So in the state of Arizona, there's rules that state that you have to spend down your own assets before you qualify for Medicaid, but Medicaid will cover 100% of an in-home or a in-facility care if you do not have the resources to cover that. So we're not going to throw anybody out on the street in this country. There is a plan, there is coverage for that. But you have to realize that it might require you to spend a significant amount of your assets, which might mean that there's not enough left over to be able to provide for the income and the needs of the surviving spouse. So what do you do? Well, that comes with a financial plan. Again, there's ways to allocate funds to different strategies that can be turned into income streams that can then protect that money so that it doesn't have to go towards that Medicare or Medicaid calculation. There's, you know, strategies you can do as a family where you can transfer assets out of a parent's estate. And if you do that with enough time, then those assets can be protected. You can use trust. You can do different things. So there are things to plan for. And then the final thing is, do I need to have long-term care insurance? Do I need to have, you know, a plan for that? Do I need to, you know, make sure that I have some sort of coverage that could kick in and pay for some of these expenses if I'm one of those people that needs to be in one of those long-term care facilities for a longer period of time? And so at the end of the day, having the conversations with a good financial planner, a good advisor that's going to help you detail out what you need to do, what you need to think about, you can then decide how you're going to spend your money, what type of insurance you're going to have, what kind of coverage you're going to have to protect against some of these what ifs. And again, once you've done that, now you feel pretty confident that you've got a plan in place that you know, hey, if this scenario happens, this is what we're going to do. And you've thought that out before it becomes panic time, before you're emotional about it, before that situation is upon you. And so I think that's the key with anything is, again, we tell people you should have a financial plan in place. Well, that's just a strategy for your investments and how you're going to spend. Why do you want to have that in place now? Because you don't want to be putting that together or not have that plan in place when the market's crashing and you're wondering where you're going to get your next paycheck, because you're probably dealing with fear and emotions, and now you're probably going to make poor decisions during that time. Let's put plans in place when you can think logically about it. You can take your time. You can be methodical about those decisions, because then you'll actually have a better plan and you'll behave better when those scenarios and those situations arise. So give us a call. Let's have a conversation about these type of topics. I know it sometimes is difficult, but give us a call, 480-680-6868. The phone number, 480-680-6868.
Thanks for listening. Want more from Damon and Matt? Check out successinthenewretirement.com. And while you're there, drop us an email with your questions.
Investment advisory services offered through Acute Investment Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through its affiliated company, Acute Wealth Advisors, LLC. Tax and or legal advice is not offered by either company or their affiliated companies. Consult with your tax and legal professionals for guidance on tax or legal matters. The information presented should not be viewed as personalized investment advice. All expressions of opinion are subject to change. We are not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.